Artificial intelligence. It's cool tech. Is it good business? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. IBM reported earnings Wednesday. The company has been on a long turnaround path and did report a third straight positive quarter. Most of that came from cloud services, security, and data analytics. Less impressive, though, was the cognitive solutions department, which includes artificial intelligence, mostly represented by the Jeopardy-winning supercomputer Watson. There are, of course, lots of companies working on artificial intelligence these days. Brandon Purcell is an analyst with Forrester. He said IBM sells AI as a service, an API, or application programming interface, that lets companies license the power of Watson and build their own tools on top of it, like digital assistants or in-house analysis tools. I asked him how that business works.
At the core of Watson is these dozen or so APIs that do different types of AI, so like computer vision or natural language understanding, which you would use to build a chatbot. Those are strong capabilities, but still require very technical resources on the part of the enterprise to use them together as components for an artificially intelligent solution. One of the issues as well with Watson is that IBM has taken that term Watson and kind of labeled all of their products Watson this and Watson that. And to a certain degree, that's diluted the essence of what Watson is.
So I feel like we're saying, if the analogy is the gold rush, there's AI to make your product better, which you would, if you're Google or Facebook, you're going to use it to make your product better. And that's like the gold. And then there's AI that you could sell to companies to make their products better, like shovels.
Yeah.
So which is that a fair characterization? And then which side is the better business?
Yeah, that's definitely a fair assessment. And gold rush is a good term. The real value in AI is in the data that you use to train it, the size of that data, and also how relevant that data is to the use case that you're interested in. Conversational interfaces, in a way, they're still in their infancy, but I can easily see a world where, Google, Amazon, IBM have all nailed conversation for computers, and what differentiates for the brands using this is actually the intelligence that goes into what those interfaces are saying. So they understand English, but are they actually saying the right thing to customers? Are they actually understanding the context of that customer experience to deliver the right response? That's where the big bucks are going to be.
So far, Google and Facebook are not trying to license their artificial intelligence technology, are they? In the same way that IBM is?
Parts of it they are, certainly. I mean, like Google has built up a very robust computer vision platform, and they've actually taken great pains to make it accessible.
Because it sounds to me like, Watson may be pretty neat, but I'd want to go with the company that is cataloging all the search queries in most of the world.
Yeah, that is something where Google certainly has a leg up, and Amazon as well. The one company we haven't mentioned is Apple. You'd think that they would be further along with this because they also have a lot of data, but they have traditionally lagged behind the others when it comes to productizing AI capabilities.
So when we talk about AI products, how much money is there to be made?
So the gold rush in the AI software category right now is worth about $50 billion, which is an enormous amount considering the category didn't really exist 3 years ago, right? But when you think about the amount of money that can be realized by enterprises adopting AI, more intelligent interactions with customers to generate additional revenue, and then also all of the efficiencies that can be built using AI, which in many instances automates processes and automates them in the most efficient way possible, there we're talking about trillions of dollars.
Brandon Purcell is an analyst with Forrester. One interesting component of the AI business story is talent. MIT Technology Review estimates there may be as many as 300,000 trained AI engineers in the world, but potentially millions of jobs to fill. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. If you use an Amazon Echo, we have something pretty fun for you to try out. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, and you'll get a new explainer every weekday from me and Kai Rizdahl. While you're there, you can also request new topics for me and Kai to explain. And of course, don't forget to also say, play Marketplace Tech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.